Good afternoon.
Radio.
Good afternoon. This is a new beginning with Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm going to come to you with Luke, the chapter Luke, but we will have prayer first. Most holy and our wise God, we thank you for this day. You've allowed us to come to you in prayer. We're asking you to bless everyone on the line. And we thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory today. We ask you to just bless the people that's listening and help us to look to you at all times. Let us decrease, but you increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you for this day that you have given us. A brand new year, and this is a new beginning. And God is still God, and he is still Lord of our lives. And we just going to continue to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way we can serve him is in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Because they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But my scripture today is coming from Luke 4. It says, and we're talking about Jesus when he was baptized. John the Baptist baptized him. So I have need to be baptized with you. But he said, let the scriptures had to be fulfilled. So we're going to start at St. Luke 4, 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he outward hungry. Now he was both human and divine. He was as much human as you and I are. But he was also divine. He was God in the flesh. So he knows when we are weak, we are hungry. He knows when we are hurting, when we're sick. Whatever our body goes through, he knows all about it. So he had fasted and prayed in both 40 days and 40 nights, and he was weak. He had gone without food 40 days and 40 nights. The Spirit of God led him in the wilderness to be tempted of that old mean devil. Praise God. And Satan had been in heaven before. But now he's down on earth, and he's tempted. And he knew that he was God in the flesh, but he still was tempting him in the wilderness. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone, that it be made bread. He going to tempt you with what you need at that time. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And that's why we have to know the word of God. Because if we don't know the word, we can't give it back to Satan. Because Satan knows the word. He knows the word of God. He'll give you half truths. But he said, now, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. He knew Jesus was hungry. But Jesus came back with the word of God. He said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Now, God made the world. Everything he made was good. But then we go back over in Deuteronomy, where he said, you know, when he gave the children of Israel manna to eat. He gave a manna because the Old Testament and the New Testament goes together. It goes together. And over in Deuteronomy 3, I think it says, where he tells them about he gave a manna in the wilderness to eat. But then he tells them, look what Jesus tells them. But all this, he says, I give it to whomsoever I will. That's what the devil's saying. If thou therefore would worship me, all shall be thine. Bow down to me. That's what he's wanting Jesus to do. Just bow down to me. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. We can't serve Satan. Because if we serve him, we're going to end up in hell and in the lake of fire forever and ever. And that's as long as Jesus, God, lives, and he's not going to ever die. Because that's where Satan going to end up, in the lake, praise God. So he's not going to be sitting on the throne controlling the people that goes in the lake. He's going to be in the lake of fire too. So he said, now, I give it to whomsoever I will. And then he goes on and he said he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. They're tempting him. He going to tempt you. That's just like when you go to church and God really blesses you. And just look out, for Satan's coming now to tempt you. And it's not wrong to be tempted, but it's wrong when you yield to temptation. Praise God. Because when you're out there and seeing things that you like to do, Satan's going to come against you with those things. If you enjoy drinking liquor or whatever, he's going to try to get you to do those things again. But you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You don't walk the same way you used to walk, the same way you used to talk. That's why you can't continue to stay with the people you used to run around with in sin, because you don't have the same desires that you had when you was out there in sin. They still doing the same thing that you came away from. So it says in the word, how can two walk together except they agree? You don't agree with the same things that they agree with now. So you can't continue to lock arms with a sinner, or your sinner man out there, or your sinner girl, because y'all don't agree together anymore. So where you enjoy going to church and serving God, they still want to go out and party and do the things of the world. So see, you can't continue to just hang with them. Because if you're not careful, they'll pull you back out there and you'll start doing the same things again. Or if you used to curse and you hanging with them and they cursing, well, if you ain't careful, you curse stuff will come out of your mouth. So you have to draw away from them. And where he says right here, he tempted him. He wanted him to commit suicide. That's what it is. He brought him and came to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if I be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Now, if he'd have done that, he'd have been committing suicide. And you know we don't commit suicide. Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. This was Satan. And if he tempted Jesus Christ, he going to come and tempt us. So he don't want us to continue to walk after the things of God. He want us to continue to do the things of the world. If you like to his music, he wants you to continue to listen to those things that you used to listen to and get that in your spirit and all that. He don't want you to listen to gospel music or read the word of God and learn how to live right. That's how you learn how to serve God, by reading the word of God. You can't listen to mess on TV or look at dirty movies and stuff like that on TV, because that's of the world. And you done changed partners. You a friend of God now. You're not a friend. You're not an enemy to God. Because when we were in sin, we was God's enemy. But now we belong to God, so we're his friend. And we can go to him in prayer and ask him to bless us and let us grow in grace. in the knowledge of the Lord. But we have to grow like a baby has to grow. When a baby's born, that baby can't do anything but cry. But as that baby begins to grow, it learns to crawl. It learns to turn over. And different things that baby grows, we have to grow in Jesus too. He wants us to grow. How do we grow? By going and listening to, going to church and listening to the preacher preach and reading the word of God and asking him to give us an understanding of his word. That's how we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if we don't read the word, if we don't go to church and assemble ourselves together, we can't grow. And we'll stay on milk. He don't want us to stay on milk. He wants us to be able to get on meat and grow and mature in him. But if we stay on milk, how can we help one another? We can't help one another like that. So Satan going to tempt you. But what you, and see when he wants us, just like he tempted Eve in the garden. He tempted her and she said, God said we can eat of every tree in the garden. But the tree in the midst of the garden, we can't eat of it nor to touch it. He added to the word. He didn't say a thing about touching it. He said, Lord, lest we die. He said, you shall not surely die. But he didn't want, he said, you shall not surely die. But what it was, they was not going to physically die. But the minute that they ate of the fruit, when Adam ate of the fruit, they spiritually died. Sin will cause you to spiritually die. If you continue to eat and commit sin, you spiritually die. That disconnects us from Jesus Christ. Sin disconnects us from God. And no sin can enter in. And we have to repent of sin. We have to repent. Praise God. And get connected with him. Because sin disconnects us from God. That's just like when we have thump again to the wall. Okay, if it's something in that line that's broke, it ain't going to connect when we plug our phone or whatever in. It'll be disconnected. We have to fix that. And when we fix it, when we connect the phone into that drop cord, it'll connect, and we'll get juice. But if it's something wrong with that line, it's not going to connect. So when we commit sin, that disconnects us with God. So we have to repent of that sin. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. So we have to be godly sorry when we do wrong. Praise God. And that connects us back to the Lord. See, this is a straight walk. The word of God said you will see a traveler every now and then. But on the wide road, it's many traveling on that wide road. Praise God. Many traveling on that road. But on the narrow road, you'll see a traveler every now and then. But brothers and sisters, on this narrow road, if we stay on the narrow road, we're going to make it. Just like God blessed us to come into 2000. This is a new beginning. 2023. This is a brand new year. We don't know what's up the road in this year, but we know who holds the year in his hand. And if we got our hand in God's hand, he will lead us in the right way to go. All we have to do is say, Lord, help me day by day. Lord, you do the leading. And help me to follow. He knows the road that we have to take. But we have to be willing to obey what his words say. We can't lie going this way. We can't cheat going this way. We can't mistreat one another going this way. We have to love one another. He said, a new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another. He said, how can you hate your brother who you see every day and love me who you never seen? You can't. But if I love Jesus, if I love God in my heart, I'm going to love my brother. I'm not responsible for how he treats me, but I'm responsible how I treat him. And the word of God said, if possible, live peaceable with all men. Some people you can't live peaceable with. You have to leave them alone. But if possible, live peaceable with all men. So as we look at the scripture, how Jesus, and after all this, it says, after all this now, it says, and he brought all this, and in their hands, you know, the angel, he said that about the angel. And then it says, the 12th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed for him for a season. Now, he's coming back. He'll leave for a while, but he's going to come back. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. He didn't let Satan destroy him. He's going to tempt us. That's his job. But it's up to us to live the life where we won't give in to his temptation. God will reward us when we do what's right. He will reward us. Praise God. And he returned in the power. Look at that. The power. Hallelujah. The power of God. Of the Spirit. And to Galilee. And there went a fame of him through in all the regions round about. Praise God. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. Praise the Lord. So when you overcome a task that Satan has brought you through, God will reward you. He will reward you. Tonight, be strong. Be courageous. Because when you stand up on what is right, you're not standing alone. You're not standing alone. Gee, he's standing with you. The majority standing with you. Praise God. You're not standing alone. Now, when you stand for the devil, he'll leave you and leave you on out there on that limb by yourself. But when you stand for what is right, you're not standing alone. If God be for us, who can be against us? So when you stand for what is right, he stands for you. If you remember the scripture, when Stephen, they stoned Stephen, and he looked up, and Jesus, God allowed the heavens to grow back. Saw Jesus standing up, giving him, he saw him standing, he wasn't sitting down, he was standing up. And Stephen closed his eyes, he fell asleep. We're not standing alone. Sometimes it may feel like we're all alone, but he's there with us. He said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's there with us at all times. I remember when I had that pinched nerve in my neck, and I never hurt it so bad in all my life. And it would run down to my elbow, and it hurt me so bad. And I had to go and get an MRI. And the doctor told me he thought that's what it was, and I had to go get an MRI. And the nurse gave me a shot, but and I lived in Lenore, and where I had to go, I think was maybe like, was it like 20 minutes away? It might have not been that far away that I had to go to get a shot. Might have been maybe 15 minutes away, and I got there, and seemed like that shot she gave me didn't do a bit of good, and I had to wait. And I went in the bathroom, and I just cried. It seemed like Jesus was nowhere around to help me, but he was there all the time. And I was hurting so bad, I couldn't even stay for them to see me. And the nurse came out, and the doctor, somebody came out and told my husband to make sure she gets medicine before I had to go back the next day. And I was hurting so bad. But he was there all the time. He was, sometimes you feel like he's nowhere around. But he's there all the time. So I want to encourage you that may be on the line. Hold fast the bat that you have, that no man steals your crown. because he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's there all the time. You just keep the faith and believe because he's there. Long as we keep our hand in God's hand, he will never leave us nor forsake us. If he tempted Jesus and he was God in the flesh, the word was made flesh and dwelt among the people, then they didn't even know who he was. But he was God in the flesh. And if Satan tempted him, he's going to come and tempt us. And he'll come different ways. And he'll throw those fiery darts. That's why you need to put the whole armor on. You need to put on the helmet of salvation. You need to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You need to have the breastplate of righteousness. You need to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You need to have the sword of the Spirit, the word. And the heck, oh, he going to throw those fiery darts at you. And if you don't have it, you can't go through because he will overtake you. But, honey, if you can hold on, because Jesus is coming back. Just like he said he would, read your word. Read the word of God so you'll know how to resist Satan. Because he knows the word, but he can't keep the word. He can't keep it. He can't live right. He can't live it. He was in heaven himself, but they had to kick him out of heaven because he wanted to get above God. But God is God. And he sees everything that you go through. He sees your ending just like your beginning. And he's able to take you through whatever situation you're going through right now. He said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he's coming back like he said he would. But we have to be ready to go back with him. He's coming back for his church. Spot or wrinkle and any such blemish. So it's time to get ready and be ready because we can't go back any kind of way. No sin is going to enter into the kingdom. We have to be ready. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You can't go with sin in your heart. You can't go with malice in your heart. Oh, God, but we have to be pure. We have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise God. Because if we're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, we can't go back with him. Praise God. Oh, Lord, when he look at us, he have to see the blood. Oh, praise God. Because when Jesus was hanging on the cross, all the sins of the world went into Jesus. Oh, God, all the sins of the world. And that's what, if you believe what Jesus did on the cross, oh, God, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Oh, God, you can be saved. Oh, Lord, it's not hard to live for the Lord. All you got to do is make up your mind and accept him in your heart. That's all you got to do. Just accept him in your heart. Just change directions. Change directions. Change partners. And it happens on the inside. Come in. He'll come in, and he'll take out that stony heart, and he'll give you a heart of flesh, and you'll come, and he'll change you from the inside out. You no longer be an enemy to him, but you'll be his child. You'll be his son. Praise God. You'll be his son. Praise God. And we'll be able to go back with him when he comes for us. Praise God. Because when he comes for his people, the sinner man's not going to, he's going to come for his people. And the sinner man's not going to, the dead in Christ, the word of God says, is going to rise first. And we that are alive and remain going to be caught up. And we're going to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's what you have to worry about. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, it's going to be a time. We won't have to worry about this old world anymore, about being sick, about being heartbroken, about COVID. COVID's getting different people. Oh, Lord, people's killing one another. Children getting killed. Mothers suffering where their children getting killed and different things happening. Lord have mercy. Fathers not in the home. Mothers have to raise their families. Won't be none of that no more. Won't be no sadness, no sorrow. Because we'll be at rest. We'll be with Jesus forevermore. Praise God. We said eyes have not seen nor ears heard what he's got prepared for those that love him. It won't be none of this no more. This world's going to be destroyed. So it's going to be worth it all. Praise God. And when he comes back for his people, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We won't have to worry no more. But we have to get it right. We have to get our heart fixed. We have to get our heart fixed to go back with him. He's not a child in the manger anymore. He's not a baby in the manger anymore. God. So it's time, it's past time to get ready and stay ready to meet the Lord. And if he tempted, if Satan tempted Jesus, he's going to tempt you. And you need the goods on the inside. You need the word of God in your heart. You have to know the word of God in your heart. Praise God. You need to know the word in your heart where you can give it back to him and give it to him with boldness. You need boldness going through here to do what God say do. And if we do it like God say, we'll make the journey. So we thank God for everyone that's on the line. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory. We're going to have prayer. And we're going to give God the glory. And we just going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for those in prison, those in the hospitals. We ask that you remember my sister Zelma, that God will bring her through this all. She's supposed to have a heart cast. Ask you pray for her and my family, the Armstrong family and the Doula family and the Courtney family, all the sick and the afflicted and the bereaved. Precious Lord, we come into you in Jesus' name right now. We love you. We honor you. We lift you up because you are worthy of all praise. Nothing that we do, Lord, that we can take credit for. It's all in your hands, God. We take credit to you, give you credit, Lord, for prayers that you've already answered and what you're going to do. We thank you for this podcast, Lord. We're just learning, Lord, and we ask you to help us to be able to be a blessing to someone who tunes in. We ask you to bless the one that God is using to get, let us be on the podcast. God bless his family. Bless you to bless the bereaved families today, the sick and afflicted. Bless you to bless the ones in the hospitals, God, and in the nursing homes, in their homesick, God. Those that came down with COVID, God. Those that's coming down with different diseases, God. And I give diabetes, God, and different sicknesses, Lord. Those that's bereaved today, this lost loved ones, God. Those that's burdened down, Lord, we ask you to lift the burdens. We ask you to speak comfort to the family members in Jesus' name. Oh, God, help us to love one another, God, and not just love unconditionally, Lord. Because, God, you love us. While we were shed in our sins, you died that we might live, Jesus. And we thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. We honor you right now. We say thank you for who you are because you're a mighty God. And we honor you, Jesus. Bless your people today. Bless all the saints of God, all of our leaders, all of our spiritual leaders, we ask you to bless the ministers, the pastors, the elders, the bishops, the lay members, oh God, and help us to ever give you praise, honor, and glory, that we will lift you up, God, that our life will speak for itself, oh God, that we will be a blessing going through here, Lord Jesus, and we ever give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you again for this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. And we hope to be with you again on next Tuesday at 12 noon. Have a blessed day.